Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. This is the Paddock Podcast. And today's podcast is brought to you by Surfshark VPN, guys.
Gang.
Like a Surfshark VPN, don't you? Now more than ever, our internet reliance is rapidly increasing. We're all at home more. We're all on the internet doing who bloody knows what on there, Jay. Well, I do know with you, Jay, and that's part of the problem. Disgusting behavior you get up to. We stream our favorite shows. We keep in touch with our loved ones. And we watch podcasts like the Paddock Podcast. People at home watching it as we speak. We'd like to think our information is safe. But the thing is, our online footprint is expanding, Adam. It's growing. It's like a fox wandering through the woods on a misty morning, isn't it? Mm. You're leaving footprints behind. So you need proper security. And the best way to get that proper security is by using Surfshark. And what they do, they track and they make sure that every single thing you do on the internet is hidden from all the baddies, the badsters. The internet deviants.
Internet gangsters.
The absolute internet gangsters like
Jay.
Well, I know you like to download internet history of other people and then sell it to the highest bidder. But here's the thing. Another great reason to use Surfshark, and not just because they expedite the process between you getting your information and getting your Netflix, your Amazon, whatever. You can go on holiday, right? COVID permitting.
I was going to plug it. I can do this bit for you if you want, because I'm someone that's used it.
Well, exactly.
And someone that's used it to its full extent.
Okay.
When I go away, I can't remember where I was. Might have been Barbados.
Yeah.
Mm. Couldn't sleep one of the nights, about 3 a.m. Mm. Opened a bit of rum, sat on the balcony, mm-hmm. whipped open my Netflix. Mm. Couldn't get on, Joe.
Despicable.
Surfshark, mate.
Surfshark does it. And it's not just Netflix. If you're... You're from Britain, you go on holiday, you want to watch iPlayer, you want to watch Man United play on your little streaming service, you can't do it because it's all location locked. But with Surfshark, type in England, whatever, country of choice, you can play it as though you are in this country, and it hides every single step along the way as well.
And check this out, what? Another thing that I do with Surfshark is,
go on.
You know when I'm bored of Netflix, or you know when you search something,
is
this on Netflix? And it says yes. And then you think, oh, great. And then you search on Netflix, and then it brings it up in the suggested searches.
Yes.
But then it's not actually there in the results.
No,
so why the hell did you bring it up in the suggested searches?
Because it's in Brazilian Netflix,
yes.
Or US Netflix, or
so
Canadian.
What do you do, Joe? You switch it.
Wait a minute. So you can
pretend you're somewhere else.
Pretend you're in another country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People actually need these things. You know?
It's good, isn't it? It's actually really good.
And so you know them tweets as well, where it says, you're in the wrong country. You can't see this goal.
Yeah.
Ah.
Fantastic. And with the code PADDOCK, you can get
it's mad what they think
83% off, which means for something like a couple of quid a month, you can be fully protected.
83%
off? 83% off. That is a stunning deal.
What's the point of getting it for free?
Essentially. Plus, you'll get 3 months for free. Surfshark offers a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. So you can try it for free. You get your money back. So let's say you get 3 months free.
Oh, yeah.
You get 3 months free. You think, you know what? I'll pay for this. And then you pay for it for a month and think, you know what, I didn't like it. That's 4 months you've had it, and you can still get your money back. So it's well worth a try. And again, use the promo code Paddock. The link is in the description. Click on that. This podcast is brought to you by Surfshark. Like I said, 83% off, 3 months free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Surfshark absolutely stunning. Right.
So that said.
Go on.
Great acting, Jay. You should be on the telly. He was genuinely shocked,
no,
guys.
Jay wasn't acting then. What, you can be on another country on internet?
The internet now. What, like online?
Yeah, on the World Wide Web. You know how it is.
What if someone's on the phone?
They call it the on the internet superhighway.
Can you still use it?
Even if someone's on the house phone, you can still use Surfshark. So yeah, this podcast is brought to you by Surfshark.
Breathe, Joe.
Let's
breathe.
Talk about something else.
Breathe.
For now. We'll come back to
breathe.
This.
Breathe, Joe.
Man United. Are we getting stiffed over by referees?
Stiffed. They've stuck their stiffy right in us, mate.
And are we being a little bit of a gang of sort of losers by being like, oh, it's the refs?
No.
Because I feel myself saying it, and I do believe it, but I don't want to be like, oh, it's
no,
so
because
hard being a United fan.
I watched the watch along back after, and I saw you react the same as me. Yeah. And I felt everybody reacted the same. And I think even when I was on the kickoff, not everyone else is United fans. Mm. Everyone thought it should have been a penalty.
Including Rory, who's a Chelsea fan.
Yeah. So when you look at those things, it was clear that it was a penalty. The referee got it wrong from start to finish, from letting people watch his screen around him and influence his decision, which I'm sure... If I'm looking at the screen now at this thing, and I got this guy behind me, and when I see it happen, he goes, no way is that a penalty.
Oh, look, yeah.
No way is that a penalty, ref. Then you're going to be thinking... No way is that a penalty. Yeah. Like he's right. But if you don't have that interference with you, you can just walk away and say, penalty. Mm. Like I thought it was a bizarre decision. And it's not just the decision in the Manchester United Chelsea game. If you look at the refereeing decision in the West Bromwich Albion game, Brighton score, what's the ref doing? The quality of referees in this country is not good enough. Mm. We've got the best game, the most money, the biggest transfers, the best managers, the best players, this, that, and the other. We haven't got the best referees. And until we do, we're going to keep having these issues. Yes, we expect decisions to go wrong here and there, and we can kind of accept that. But come on, man. Everyone saw that. And what's the rules? Did it hit his hand?
Yes.
Was it in an unnatural position?
Yes.
Did it affect the gameplay?
Yes.
Because he won the ball off Mason Greenwood after that.
Yeah.
So I don't get how it wasn't a penalty from start to finish. And it's not just that. Maguire's goal that should have stood.
The Burnley.
Martial's goal that should have stood.
Sheffield United.
Like
the Sheffield United goal against us, they admitted shouldn't have been a goal.
Yeah, so I've got a list here we'll go through in a minute.
Tell them about your tweet, Joe.
Your tweet's doing really well, isn't it?
I've just done a tweet. Well, I mean, it's worth mentioning the stat within the tweet. I don't need to worry about the tweet. But
you did do a tweet.
Ollie mentioned Klopp's comments, really, didn't he? And Lampard's comments as well. And since Klopp said what he said about United getting loads of penalties, we've gone from getting a penalty every other game pretty much to getting a penalty every 7 games or 8 games. So, you know, it's not just the comments, it's not just this and that, but it's quite a startling difference, isn't it? A penalty every 2 games to a penalty every 8 games. ESPN have done an article today looking at all the teams in the league and their sort of net gain or loss as a result of VAR decisions. United's at a -1 overall, so that means of the decisions that have happened to United, sorry, there's been 15 overturns overall. We are at a -1 in terms of more have gone against us than have gone for us.
Right, okay.
And some of those are in recent weeks. But like you said, so in recent weeks, this is since December, so the penalty cancelled for offside against Marcus Rashford, the penalty we got against Manchester City at home, fair enough, I think it was probably offside. The Burnley one, Man United free kick and Robbie Brady red card reviewed. Remember when Robbie Brady was going to get a red card against United and it was overturned and ended up getting Luke Shaw a yellow card, which maybe it was a yellow card, fair enough, but still, it was like a red card one end and then in the end it goes back to Luke Shaw. There's a couple, you know, Bednarek got sent off for denying.
And bearing in mind that other one, VAR, you can't give yellow cards.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly. So VAR isn't allowed for yellow cards, but because the Brady incident would have been a red for Brady, you can then analyse the whole situation, go back and give Luke Shaw a yellow card.
So we got double ad over there.
Yeah. So the offside ones, you can't really argue because it's done to a fucking paper thin margin.
The only one we got fucked over with that was Matter in the cup. years ago.
Was that when the line was, what, 1K? Really?
Yeah. It's like some guy just went out of the market dead quick.
Just drew it down.
Line, yeah, it's there. Well, I'm
then the Bednarek got sent off for denying an obvious goal scoring opportunity. Again, for me, that was overturned, actually, in fairness. So, you know, didn't really make much of a difference.
But what was this, 6-0 already?
4-0, I think.
4-0, sorry.
Then in the West Brom game, the penalty was cancelled after Semi Ajayi was adjudged not to have fouled Harry Maguire, he got tripped over in the box.
Is that even counting the one?
And then even take out the offside thing, which we argued about.
Yeah.
The offside didn't matter.
The offside didn't matter.
But what, does that count the goal that they scored where he's all over Lindelof?
No. Oh, yeah, shit.
It doesn't count that.
But if you're going to have VAR looking at decisions, why does it not looking at him when he was playing like hide and seek?
And why then does that goal count, but Maguire's doesn't?
That's what I mean.
Well, again, and the Maguire one isn't on this list because it didn't go to VAR. The ref just ruled it out.
Yeah, but I mean, the point I'm asking is, why does that goal stand? I can't remember who scored it, for West Bromwich Albion.
Yeah.
Why does that goal stand, but Maguire's doesn't?
That's the problem, is the consistency. I don't think what Callum Hudson-Odoi did should be handball. Mm-hmm. I think it's nonsensical. But under the rules, it is handball. Yeah. Because I don't think Victor Lindelof was a handball against Crystal Palace. But those are the rules.
Yeah.
So you can't say, well, that's a handball and that isn't. You have to have consistency with it. So even though the law's wrong, you've got to stick to it.
And another one against Southampton, the same game, the penalty was cancelled after the foul and Edinson Cavani was ruled to be outside the area, which to me looked like he was on the line. But again,
on the line is in the box.
Yeah,
as well.
Somewhat inconsequential because we won the game 9-0 anyway.
But it's not inconsequential because if you miss out on a position by goal difference or whatever, it counts. And also, moments in games are very, very key to how that game will pan out in the rest of it. Like, we get that penalty against West Brom, we're 100% winning.
Well, again,
Sheffield United, that goal don't get given, they're not winning.
They've got a goal given and we had a goal taken away. That's neither of which went to VAR, or they did go to VAR, but they weren't overturned. So again, we're on a net minus one, and there are two results that the referees have admitted they got wrong in the Sheffield United game that haven't even made this list
because
they weren't considered.
Do you guys genuinely feel, because you tweeted, obviously, Klopp's before and after, do you want to read that stat?
Go on. Yeah, let me get it up. Sorry.
Tell him how much retweets you got.
Yeah, it's doing well, mate. That's a mute on you. There you go. I've got it.
Big deal now.
He's saved it, you need to pay for it to tweet.
This is from Joe Smith 93.
At Joe Smith 93.
Smith 93. The best account.
Allegedly.
United's penalties before and after Klopp's comments. Before, 11 pens in 25 games, a penalty every 204 minutes. After, 2 penalties in 16 games, a penalty every 720 minutes. Coincidence, hashtag MUFC.
It's like Martial last season, this season, isn't it?
Yeah. 11 goals in 20 games, whatever it is. 2 goals in 16 games. It's almost identical, actually.
Reason I put it as that is because I don't necessarily think it's just those comments, personally. I think it's just a mixture of a lot of different things. But that's because Ole came out basically after the game and was like,
but
Because
Lampard also said something, Klopp also said something. Also, let's not be stupid. Referees are human beings. I was about to say humans are referees. Referees are human beings, right? Most human beings that like football have this weird thing with Manchester United where they think all United fans are glory hunters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
United get all the referee decisions.
Yeah.
And all that kind of, you know, that sort of bollocks.
Yeah, of course. It's an old...
So that obviously feeds through to referees and things like that.
Because when they were growing up, or when the pundits who are on telly now were playing, who aren't United players, because we won everything, it felt like everything went our way.
Yeah.
It felt like it's easy to point to times when something went our way because the season ends and United have won the league again. So everything must have gone their way. There's no grey area, or there's no like weighing it all up. And again, we're sort of looking at the ones that have gone against us, which, fair enough. I've gone through that list that I was mentioning there.
The thing is, though, I can't find
any that I think have gone unjustly for us, to be honest.
Not many. I think last season we got a penalty against Villa, which was weird because Bruno fouled Konza and got a foul, if you remember.
Yeah.
That's and James got whacked.
It's
got
about the
was it Norwich?
I think so.
James, Norwich. Those two are very odd, but
isn't it
up to the manager then? Because Fergie was very good at that. Ollie did well. I think he did well with what he said. And sure, Shaw's probably going to get in trouble now. But I was buzzing to hear that. Like, I want to hear anger then coming out from our club.
What did he say then? For anyone who hasn't seen that,
so Shaw said the referee said to H, who's Harry Maguire, not H from Steps
or heroin.
I don't have nicknames for heroin. I mean, you might.
I did the DARE program, mate, so I know a few.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you need to go talk to Frank. So where was I? I don't even know what I was talking about.
You're talking about what Luke Shaw said, and then you started talking about heroin.
Yeah. So
if you want the exact trail of
from Shaw to smack.
Yeah.
So he said, Harry Maguire was speaking to the referee, and the referee said, this won't go well if I give this penalty, but it is a penalty. Mm-hmm. Apparently VAR was saying it's a penalty, but the referee has just not given it because of, I don't know what it is. Is it Chelsea and what they put on their website? I doubt very much because mm-hmm. I didn't, no one reads those things, do they? No. What did they say on their website? I'm blocked by like Chelsea.
It was a picture of Maguire or a picture of Lindelof, one of the United's players, and it sort of said like, here he is with what some people thought was a foul after there's already been a few instances where people thought some fouls should have gone against United, or United were getting unfair penalties. Something to that effect of like, in the past people have said United are getting a lot of leeway when it comes to penalties, essentially was the gist of it. I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something to do with that. But yeah, was it that? Probably not, is what you're saying, isn't it?
Mm.
Do you think it was maybe a mixture of things or a culmination of things?
Maguire and Azpilicueta? Did that affect the decision?
Maybe.
Did he think, well, the ref in the last game we used to play didn't give you one, so let's
I don't know. I don't think it is that. I just think he's...
What is it?
I think
he's... Bottled it?
Yeah, I think he's bottled it. I think the pressure, you mentioned it there about players being near him and that, and the fact that he's... sort of maybe feels a little bit under pressure, maybe, you know, a culmination of all those things, the amount of talk there's been around penalties and decisions and referees and VAR and maybe, you know, United and Chelsea in particular. Maybe he's just thought it's easier for me not to give this.
Mm.
It's going to be less controversial if I don't give this.
Do you think then the Sheffield United one...
But it's now more...
I know.
The Sheffield United goal we scored, where Maguire just literally stands under the goalkeeper, the goalie drops it, Martial taps it in.
Martial, superb goal from him, by the way.
Fantastic finish, 5 yards out, no one in the net.
The movement for that goal is ridiculous.
But the reason they couldn't check that one is because he'd blown the whistle before the ball went into the back of the net.
Like the Brighton goal.
Like the Brighton goal yesterday. So it's
he
like,
had a nightmare, didn't he? Did he leave me to me? Such a shambles.
We've given full details of that incident on Strep on Paddock.
Oh my God, I almost felt sorry.
Let's hear Jay's thoughts on that.
Mate, I just like, because he's blown it, hasn't he? So, can I take it? Yeah, of course you can.
Explain what happened.
Right, so there's a free kick to Brighton. Is it Lewis Dunk, was it?
Yeah.
Not Lewis Dunk. Was
yeah,
he
Lewis
took
Dunk.
It
was Lewis Dunk, yeah.
Yeah, Lewis Dunk said to the ref, as soon as, you know, can I take the penalty, can I take the free kick? So Lee Mason said, yeah, blown his whistle. Dunk's taking it. It's gone in the goal.
Checked his phone.
So he's checked his phone and he's been distracted because his phone was ringing. Dave Pritt was ringing him. So he's not given the goal. No, but it's what he said, Lee Mason, was he's blown his whistle again.
Yeah.
Before the balls.
Which he did, which is correct.
But why did he do it? I think what he's done is he's blown his whistle saying, yeah, you can take it. Looked up, seeing the goalkeepers miles away, like basically hugging his post, thought, shit, I shouldn't have done that. So blowing his whistle again and saying, to say, no, you can't. But by that time, it's a goal. So all the players are like, well, we scored.
He accidentally, he had a brain fart and said yes when he shouldn't have. That's what happened. Yeah. And then he tried. 100%. But the worst thing about this whole situation for me is he went to VAR.
What was he doing?
For something that he did.
Stood in front of the screen.
Did my mouth just blow that, VAR?
Yeah, is that...
Right, let me know. What did my mouth do then?
No, he stood at the screen going, I know I've blown the whistle the second time. I'm going to go check it.
he stood there waiting in front of the screen going, oh, how long can I stand there
for?
I did.
Oh, God.
Can we get a camera on me to see if I blew the whistle? Yeah, I'll just allow that one.
You know, like pretending there would be a... Wait, they're in my ear.
No. And he gave the goal. That's the thing as well. He gave it.
Do you know what? You'll feel this pain. Was that not the most Danny Welbeck penalty of all penalties?
He gave a free kick to the opposition.
I was like, Danny, what was it to me?
When he missed that, I just thought to myself, Danny will come good.
Oh, no. If you know what happened,
Danny Welbeck took a penalty. Hit the post. Bounced back. Hit him. Which automatically...
He went to volley it.
And then went out.
And it was their second missed penalty of the day because Pascal Gross missed one, and it was really gross.
Absolutely gross.
I felt so sorry for him.
We've got a couple of super chats.
Love you, Danny.
United
come back
from
home.
A podcast. Yeah. It says, does Surfshark allow BT and Sky Go apps to work in the UK? He's tried it with a different provider, but they were still blocked outside the UK, so I got a refund. Do you know what? I'm not certain on specific apps. I think it does do that. So
Surfshark worked for me with Netflix and with ITV Hub.
Yeah. It's worth a go. And again, you get a free trial and
the other hub. You can use that other hub anyway. Back,
so it's okay, worth, yeah. worth well, trying out.
Worldwide they are. Worldwide connections.
And we've got another one from Chris. Chris Christodoulou.
Chris Christopherson.
He said, welcome back, Adam. Cheers for the great content, lads. Yeah, welcome back, Adam.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Mac is back.
He went on holiday to Dubai, these bloody influencers.
I wish.
He didn't really. Absolutely didn't.
Didn't really. I just had probably the worst week of my life, but it's all right.
It's Dubai for you, though, isn't it? Can't go either way.
Very true.
So, to sort of, come on.
You're right.
I don't know what I was going to say.
So to sort of bring this topic to a close then, do you think United are being... Do you think it's coincidence, as I put in that tweet?
A coincidence?
That
what
famous,
tweet?
That famous tweet.
That tweet? You done a tweet?
Yeah, you'll see it. It's pinned in the pinned tweet and the, you know, the tape.
He's that guy that gets 10 retweets and pins it.
Yeah. I mean...
And it's abuse.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, look, I called him a wanker and everyone retweeted
it. That guy that keeps retweeting it from Paddock.
No. So do you think United are getting unfair treatment from referees, and do you think it's coincidence, or do you think it is a mixture of things that have been said and done by people who have tried to sort of get them to influence it?
I think we've seen this in the past. I think it is. I think, do you remember when this whole Howard Webb thing was going around? That Howard Webb was biased towards
that picture
us.
Of him in the United
States. Yeah, do you remember?
And Daniel Agger tweeted it.
Yeah,
or someone like that.
Yeah. And it was like, got in trouble for
no,
it.
No, Martin Skill.
One of the same person, aren't they?
Let's be honest. They are the same person. Especially after Skirtle grew his hair out. You're like, you are just Martin Agger. Daniel Agger, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly.
Martin Agger,
there you go. They're literally the same person. So yeah, you've seen it getting referees' heads, and I think it's happened a little bit again. And I think it's just, by trying to avoid controversy, they're making it worse.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what, people go, oh, sour grapes. Like, you've got a right to moan about a decision that could end up costing you top four.
Here, I think, I don't think it's a conspiracy against Man United. You know how the refs are against, I don't think that's the case. I do think sometimes refs won't give us a decision because in their heads they think we always get decisions, and that will play against itself. But generally speaking, I just think referees are crap.
What do you do to that, though, Michael?
Before you answer that, and I do want you to answer that, yesterday on the watch along, I was saying about how much refs get paid, and I was wrong on how much refs get paid, by the way. The thing that I saw, and it was a few
How much
years
they get
ago,
paid?
They get paid, depending on how senior you are, anywhere from about 40 grand a year base plus a match fee. This is a Premier League
It's a full time job, though,
it's
now.
It's a full time job, but here's the thing that I saw that I was referencing in my head that I got wrong. Up until 2016, Championship refs got paid 380 quid a game and had no salary. So they were working 5 days a week, coming in and managing the second highest league in England. So it's only been 5 years where anyone except Premier League refs have been able to do it full time. So the time it takes for refs to get qualified, to find out how much things cost, and for the things to change, all of the refs from now are basically the same ones as 5 years ago.
That's a valid point.
So that's
if
why
it's not decisions that are so bizarre.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to research the game to know fucking why you're blowing your whistle twice, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, some of these decisions aren't like the, you know, like with the penalty thing where a lot of us thought, why is that a free kick?
Yeah.
A lot of it went over our heads. Like, I wasn't quite sure. I thought you're good to go for a penalty if you hit the post. Like, genuinely, I get it with that.
Yeah.
If you say like a rule like that, that's a little bit niche and doesn't come up too often. But handballs, fouls, red cards, things that we see every single week, and they're getting them wrong consistently. That's the problem for me. And it's not VAR's fault. People keep blaming the technology. Mm. It's the people using the technology.
Well, the technology's not to blame for the referee going and watching it on a screen making the wrong decision. When
it's like giving a brand new iPhone
while we're watching
to your nan. Mm. Your nan's going, I can't use this.
iPhones are shit. And then watching that going, iPhones are shit, aren't they? And I appreciate that. But the thing that we can't, that is forever sort of married together, is the technology and the people using it. So at what point do you say, I would rather we didn't use this technology because there is this sort of impossible bypass that you hit that the refs will always have to be the ones that are using it. You can't have this perfect sort of deity looking down, doing it for you. It's always going to be
people. But you'd assume that would make their job easier, right?
Well,
because, for
so.
Example, Greenwood, Hudson-Odoi go in together.
Yeah.
Rio, on his podcast, thinks they that he saw it immediately.
That
you
Hudson
and me, and I think you thought, Greenwood hit it.
It.
I thought, because Greenwood went like that, didn't he?
Well,
he
hit his arm.
And they appealed. Chelsea appealed.
No, but he went to like chest it away, Greenwood did. And like, so I wasn't quite sure. But then, when you see it, it's fucking clear as day. Mm. Now, I think in certain period of football, that's not a handball. Like, but his hands are up here.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre decision. And the fact that I understand if the ref misses that in normal play, but then to go and watch it and to not give it and to have stopped the game. So think about this. Luke Shaw was so right. I've never agreed so much with Luke Shaw in one day. Luke Shaw was so right, when he stood there and goes, why has he stopped the game then?
Yeah.
Like, why has he stopped the game then? Surely you're going to stop it to give it.
Mm.
Because if you're stopping it to not give it,
what's
where's
the
fucking sense?
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, does
it? Well, it sounded like the people, you know, who were in the box, they thought it was a penalty to me. For them to make him go over and check think it's a penalty.
Yeah, of course, because you wouldn't stop it and say there's not a penalty.
No.
So they said, let's we stop think there's play and a get good you enough, to check it.
Yeah, we think there's a good enough probability that this is a penalty that we're telling you to stop the game.
Yeah.
Which has to be a pretty decent possibility.
But then surely they just go, it's a penalty.
Yeah. I mean, but that's what they did.
But Mike Dean or whoever, when he went over and made the red card decision and the penalty.
Oh, yeah, he stuck to it, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you know what Mike Dean's like, he don't care, does he? Mm. But I think that's what... We thought it'd make it easy for them going over to
the
screen.
Again, though, do you remember last season when VAR first came in the Premier League and they didn't really use the screens, did they?
No,
and everyone was going, well, they used the screens in the World Cup and everything was perfect.
But this is the problem with
English
refs.
Screens, but
trying to change everything.
But how are we going to sort that?
Yeah, all the
refs can we get foreign refs?
Could do. It is weird, isn't it?
And should have a ref exchange
I'm
program.
I'm not sure who was it who made this point. It might have been you. It might have been you, Jay, or Steve. But it's strange, isn't it, that the English football is supposedly the best football in the world. And it's, you know, one of the most competitive leagues, certainly. It's the richest league, certainly. Historically, we've done very well in Europe, obviously not that much recently, but, you know, not bad. And yet, it's very rare that it's an English referee that referees Champions League finals or
Clattenburg was the last
Clattenburg
one.
Yeah, Clattenburg's
done
years ago.
I think Webb did the World Cup final once.
What was
well,
that, 2010?
Yeah, 2010 like South Africa.
We don't seem to stand out in terms of referees. The standout referee in the world was Howard Webb for a while. But other than that, it seems like it's.
Our refs and English football,
refs.
The FA as well,
yeah.
Like when you look how they go about things, they seem to have this thing where we created the game. We're fucking better and bigger than anybody else. And that last season, they went into it saying, we're not going to use the screens. They were literally advised not to use the screens. Listen to your ears.
Yeah.
And then it changed. And then it changed. What are you doing? You're not better than anybody else. The best I've seen VAR, Australia, Germany.
Is that where
the
mic's America.
Yeah, where the mic talk.
But the mics aren't released until later, after the game. So it's not even a pressing issue for the refs that, oh shit, I'm going out live on TV. Because those things can be packaged and released later. Or even a three-minute interview.
Mm.
Explain yourself. You know, when I went to watch the NFL, I've worked on a few NFL games when it was at Wembley. And I went there as someone that didn't really have a clue. I'd watched a few Super Bowls, didn't have a clue. The refs explain every decision to you. It's fucking amazing.
What, after the game?
On the pitch, as the decisions.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of bigger breaks in between the games for that, so it's easier to happen. But why can't that be the case, especially on TV? All right, maybe not in the ground, but it's so easy to do. Give him fucking Alex Keegan's mic.
Do you want to know another difference as well, though, between those...
Alan Keegan.
I know you, man.
NFL and NBA and cricket to a certain extent, but certainly the American sports. The pressure that gets put on the referees by the commentators and the players is so much less in those sports. Like you're watching a basketball game and there'll be a foul that the commentators will be like, that's an offensive foul. And the referees will check it and go, no, we think it's a defensive foul. And the commentators will go, okay, well, you know, now for the next play, we've got the free throw. It's never... That's a disgraceful decision by the referee. How has he seen that? I can't believe it. And I'm not saying we shouldn't criticise these decisions because that's what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But the whole culture around it, the players don't surround him. The players aren't like stood at the screen, pushing and shoving and having
players
a look over the shoulder.
Players don't react badly in football now, you know.
No, I'm bro, it's better than it was.
Bro,
but I'm just saying.
I would have chinned that ref if I was a Brighton player.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking about, bro. These guys are about to get relegated, bro.
I know.
You know how hot they must be inside when you're not giving them goals that are goals. Like, you would want to chin something. Like, how is a player not chase the referee around the pitch, like looking to lay hands on him? I don't understand how that has happened. I genuinely don't. So for me, referees are getting too much respect.
What's the answer, though? Is it bringing in
we
different
refs? We need disrespect on the side of
the pitch. What is it? Because you were saying about giving him more money, making him more professional.
Well, like I said, in 2016, that's the first time that Championship refs and lower, I think Championship,
is that the answer? Do we need full-time more referees?
Before that, you'd work in a petrol station for 5 days.
Yeah. Well, David Ellery was a school teacher, wasn't he? And he was doing like...
Howard Webb was a Fed.
Yeah.
He looks like one as well, doesn't he?
And he refs like one as
He'd
well.
Proper give you a stop and search.
Yeah. that felt sexual the way he said that.
No, he'd give... It wouldn't be sexual for us to.
Oh, well, it would slightly. Yeah,
you'd
in
probably
a way.
Get away with it.
He wouldn't stop me.
You'd get away with it.
I'd be all right. Yeah, it's I don't know what
get
the
off the subject of Howard Webb, anyway.
I don't know what the answer is, to be honest. I think having a pipeline of a career that seems appealing to the right people is a start. Whether that's by giving them more money, whether that's by changing the expectations of what a referee does, whether that's... I mean, you would hope that VAR would have done some of this, where it's like refs get less stick now because it's the robot. But really, it's not the robot making the decisions.
It's another ref.
It's just other people.
It's difficult, isn't it? It is a difficult one. I don't see how to change it. And when people say... Our former players should be VAR.
No.
Because sometimes I hear Trevor Sinclair say some shit, and I think what the fuck did you just say?
That? It'd be Michael Owen
and Danny on VAR. Murphy.
Yeah,
God, can you imagine?
It would be pundits that don't
shit listen. Pundits.
Yeah, and that's what it would be because I didn't get a job at Sky, so I'll be a VAR ref, and all of a sudden you've got Jermaine Pennant doing refereeing.
come on. But it is hard to see as well, like, how do you attract better referees to the game?
Because I wouldn't want to be a ref.
I wouldn't mind. But the thing is...
Not enough to try.
Like, I just want to show people a red card.
Yeah. Do you remember that guy, old video that used to get sent around on Bluetooth on the phone? That guy was like skipping around and like yellow cards and like flicking his heels backwards. That'd be me jogging about, that would. But I won't want to do that.
No.
Even for the money that they make. Because that's the thing. Unless you're one of the 15 refs that ref the Premier League, you're getting no more than you'd get at like...
Well, look at the ref the other week in League 1 or 2.
Oh, the one that lost his head at the Ipswich game.
It just...
I love that.
Bro, show some respect. I didn't see anything
wrong with
that.
But that guy's probably on about 30 grand a year, that ref.
But now he got suspended, isn't
it? Which is good money. I know a lot of people aren't on 30 grand a year. But if you live in London, 30 grand a year, you're not well off on 30 grand a year by any means, and
being on TV.
You can work in a call centre for that.
Yeah, you just know.
With way less stress.
Yeah.
So, you know, it
maybe. But I don't think this is down to money, though.
No, I'm not saying that's the only thing. But again, it's probably five or six.
You're thinking Lee Mason... is going to make a better decision at the weekend.
Yeah, but that's... I think by the time he's getting paid more money,
who you can employ or more people will be attracted to the job in case you're making a stay.
Yeah.
Because it's a better paid job. People think, you know what, I might go into refereeing. Because, I mean, I was saying this yesterday, I've refed at five-a-side and it's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen you to referees.
If he was getting paid 50 grand a year to ref at five.
But he shouldn't be shitting, isn't he? I swear to God, I hate a shit referee.
That's what I mean.
I can't get my head around a shit referee.
I've seen
and then the ones that don't let you talk to
in
them.
In the faces of a referee.
As well.
I'm
and
like,
you're like,
oh
bro,
my God,
I'm trying to just talk to you.
But no, that's what I mean. It's not an easy job. It's not a nice job. So at least if it's a highly paid job, people, not just for the top 15, but more across the board, you have a bigger pool, baby, to choose from. Because I think that, like we're saying, it's not the technology, it's the people doing it.
Because it's hard to get rid of refs.
How do you combat that? Just get more people who are better at it.
Yeah, because it's hard to get rid of refs because there's so few. Like I said, there's a spreadsheet of the Premier League refs. There's about 20 of them.
That's what I mean.
And it's like, that's not many people.
You know a ref.
Yeah.
As soon as
refs are rarer than players.
Yeah, you know who that is. Like, oh my God, it's John Moss again. Oh, fucking hell. No, it's Stuart Atwell.
You know almost them names.
That's what I mean. Like, you know who they are.
Here you got. Let's see if we can name some. Lee Mason.
Yeah.
Le Maison.
Stuart Atwell.
Mike Dean. Stuart Atwell.
Uriah Rennie.
Michael Oliver.
Uriah Rennie.
Yeah.
Uriah Rennie's an old one.
Yeah.
David Ellery.
Urinal Rennie.
Isn't the Urinal Rennie what are those those yellow things out of the bottom.
Salt bars for the urinal.
Like a little Rennie that you eat. It's so that the toilet don't get indigestion. Yeah. After you, it's gobbling up loads. That's a urinal Rennie right there. So the urinal doesn't get hot.
I think we should
though.
Go to Dragon's Den with them.
Urinal Rennies. And our host, and Uriah Rennie.
Do you mean the things out of the troughs?
Yeah, the...
The troughs.
Yeah. The troughs! Look, you know, you pissing at a farm. The trough. You pissed in a farm.
Do you know why I asked? We went to the Tatton Park once. I remember talking to a lad in the toilets. And he picked up one of those Class. Uriah Rennies.
That's where he found his son, by the way.
Uriah Rennies.
Yeah, he went like, oh, what's this?
Oh, that's bad, that.
Yeah,
oh, God. I did that once when I was a kid. That grabbed something out of the toilet. I went to it was at the hairdresser's with like the stepmom, and she was getting her hair curled or something, and there was curly tongues on the table, and I sat there bored as fuck.
How old were you?
I was probably about
23.
10?
10.
9, 10?
9, 10.
And I've seen it, and I've gone.
Get it!
It's burnt the fuck out of
me. Of course it does. It's like 300 degrees.
That was the first time I'd like experienced Burmies and all that stuff.
Burmese.
And I obviously must. My mum. Like I used to go to my dad's on the weekend. So obviously going back to my mum's. And like I've been out with my stepmom. Oh, and she must be shitting herself. You know what I mean? Like fucking.
Good luck with that one.
You burnt him, you bastard.
Yeah, of course it was an accident.
Yeah. But he told him, hold this.
Yeah.
If I was a wanker, you know, if I was proper, like, if I didn't like her or something.
Yeah.
She told me to squeeze it.
She told me to hold the car exhaust. I'm sorry. She said, wait.
While she drove.
She was with a dangerous man on a motorbike and told me to put my hand on the engine. And then I sped off. Called me a rude word. That's what I'd have done. Fucking got her in prison or something. Oh, right, boys. It's been one hell of a conversation.
Is it over yet?
No,
it's not over yet.
Oh, sorry.
We keep this going up.
It's been fun.
Are these Adam Patterson's headphones?
Why do they sound
you
like
just
him?
Message me saying, did you pick up my headphones?
No, his headphones are on that table there.
can you tell it?
Yeah. Oh, Don Holland, 18 today. Love the channel. Happy birthday. Have a pint tonight at a local pub. You'll love that.
You bastard.
That's a bit out of order, isn't it?
What is?
Just inviting people to a pub that doesn't even exist.
It exists. It's just closed. Go and take your own pints and stand outside the pub. That's what I do.
I just thought, pubs ain't never going to be the same again, you know.
Good. Cameron S., when fans are in stadiums in American sports, refs get booed to death when the call is blatantly wrong. It just may not come across on the TV. It's not. I don't mean fans don't have a go. I mean the tone of like the commentators.
But the commentators and the media and the journalists and the newspapers and TV, none of that should impact your decision.
I agree.
Like, as soon as that impacts your decision, you're compromised.
Yeah.
Like, if he's making a decision thinking, oh my fuck, Graham Souness going to go mad about this.
Yeah.
Bro, you're in the wrong job already. If anything, you should be making decisions just
you
to
know
piss
what?
Off Graham Souness.
I think, in a way, Stuart Atwell's was, I think that's even worse than Lee Mason's.
Nah.
No, do you know why? I think Lee Mason, like you said, he's just had a brain fart. He's literally just fucked up. He's just gone, oh no. Where Stuart Atwell has actually thought about it and bottled it.
Yeah.
He's had time to think and literally knows that decision.
Yeah, actually, I hear what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Lee Mason just made a quick mistake.
And he didn't own it.
Yeah. And the thing
he
with
should
Lee
have
Mason,
owned it. He should have went,
Lee Mason.
Donkey.
Lee Mason.
Yeah.
He fucked up the process, but I think the final outcome was in
correct.
Line with the rules.
Yeah.
Because he blew it again. He stopped the game before the ball went in.
So that's
the thing he fucked up with was saying, it's not a goal. It is a goal. It's not a goal. But like you said, the other one with United, he ended up not abiding by the rules
that,
because
though.
He was scared.
You say that though, and the only person that Keith Hackett, who is the former Premier League referee, has come out and criticised today.
Couldn't hack it.
Is Lee Mason.
Is Lee Mason. He said he's past it. This is shocking for a referee to say that, by the way. I feel like there might have been a little bit of needle between them in the past.
Because
Peter Walton usually comes out and just defends whatever they say, right?
He's the most pointless man in
why
the history
BT?
Of television.
We love you guys, man. Come on. What? You may as well have Andy Tate there. Bloody hell.
I love it when Peter Walton's like, no, the referee's right on that one. And VAR goes, VAR goes, overturned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, actually. Now you mention it. Yeah, I can see. VAR's right.
I was looking at a different one on here because I've got the old decisions on here. I meant not that one. This one? Yeah, referee smashed
yeah,
it.
This is what Keith Hackett said in his column for the Telegraph.
So Keith Hackett, again, for those who don't know.
Former referee. Good luck. Premier League referee.
Signed think you quit. Hackett. Like recently. Like about 5'5", Keith Hackett, if I'm thinking the same one.
I don't know. He said, what happened at West Bromwich Albion was an appalling piece of refereeing.
Appalling.
He's gone in hard.
Hard.
I have been saying for 3 seasons, fucking hell.
3 seasons, no one was listening.
This is worse than what Fergie said about Alan Wiley that time. I've been saying for 3 seasons that Lee Mason should have retired. We watched him disallow.
What?
We
trying to make a man lose his livelihood in the time.
What is
the point in Lee Mason?
We watched him disallow the goal, award it, and then, of course, with the intervention of VAR, rule it out again. He had lost focus and it led to an embarrassing chain of events. The Premier League should showcase the best referees in the world. Instead, I get colleagues from abroad contacting me each week to ask what is going on with our officiating. This was only the latest example of it. You would not expect these scenes in Sunday League, and that's why I would lose my head.
Is that because there's no VAR in Sunday League?
He said Mason is past it. He's gone in two-footed here.
Do you know what he's done there, though?
He's getting good money for this Telegraph column to be going two-footed like that. In the last quarter of the game, you could see him struggling to keep up with the play. Ooh,
that's harsh. Because they do fitness tests every year.
He eventually started limping, having apparently suffered an injury.
Oh, yeah. He got kneed in the...
I think the injury might have just been a bruised ego.
Didn't he get kneed in the testicles?
Oi! You fucking man!
No, he didn't he? Someone banged into him like...
Kneed in the testicles, if you don't mind me saying, boy.
In that case, he said...
The old meat and two bars.
It's skill run time, isn't it?
He should have been replaced by the fourth official. It is not helped by the fact that the PGMO board... is not allowed to retire referees because of their age.
He's also not helped by the fact that his wife's ugly and his kids are piss. Fucking hell, mate, lay off.
FIFA have two different rules. So FIFA will say your age limit is 45 as a referee.
Jam's an absolute banger.
Yeah, he's not helped by the fact that he cooks his toast too
smells
long.
Smells funny. Some sort of Don't get me started on these kids.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck it. That quote's gone. Basically, the referees hate him.
It's weird, that, isn't it?
That was so brutal. That was ridiculous.
That is
we never even got to finish it.
That's like Twitter.
He even said a thing like, but this is a young man's game.
Wow.
And he said he feigned injury.
I tell you what, I would predict, I bet you he is like the agent of some refs, or he does like a ref school.
Refs don't have agents, surely.
I would.
Bet Klarenberg did.
I reckon Mason piped his missus.
Well, who's got in that Telegraph article? Someone has. That Telegraph column.
That's brutal. Like, that's ridiculous.
That's really
like,
harsh.
He's got, you think you'd have a little bit like, I've been in that situation myself, it's a difficult job. Mm. None of that, no. He's past it, he's shit.
I've been saying
I could imagine myself doing that as a ref.
But do you know what he did?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a split second mistake, isn't it? And you're like, oh no.
But the way you get out of it is by owning it and saying, 100%. Lewis, listen here, you fucking prick. I fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I made a mistake.
I shouldn't have blown the whistle in the first place.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And then Lewis Dunk will go, you fucked it. All right.
No. Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
And what he's done there as well is that classic thing of, it's not just me saying it. I've got loads of foreign refs coming to me saying it. It's like, everyone's saying it, mate. Your trainers are shit. Everyone at school thinks so.
They phone me every week.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes twice a week and say how shit Lee Mason.
But how bad is that, though, if referees, and we've seen some bad referees in times.
Yeah, but imagine the group chats that they're going on. I saw C16 episode 14A subsection A, and he's clearly not adhered to that. He's shit. The chats must be so dry between refs.
Was it Bobby Maidley? He got suspended because he put in one of his chats about his sports day. He got banned.
Truly Maidley deeply.
Didn't he...
Go on, you can say it.
That was that rumour that flew around, innit?
No.
Let's not leave out the rumours.
That was about him, innit?
Yeah, but it wasn't. What happened
It wasn't true, innit?
No, someone went past on a wheelchair and he, in his group chat, said on his school sports day, oh, looks like someone's going to be slower than I am today. Or he's going to do the dad's run, right? Which isn't, right, it's not a nice joke.
It's
funny. But it's in a private, like, group.
Forum.
Yeah, and then they sent it forward, someone in the chat forwarded it on to the authorities. Or
gone proper fucking Jackie Wheatley or whatever she's called. What's she called? You have no
Jackie Weaver.
Jackie Weaver.
Oh, yeah. You have no authority.
Yeah. Sending on group chats.
Yeah. Snitch. And then he's like, oh, you can't be saying that, so you're banned. And
that's unfair.
It's a dickhead comment.
It is.
But it's a private chat. Come on.
It's a dickhead comment, but it's also, he's not criticised the guy's disability.
No.
He's not calling him a bad word. He's literally said, even he, you know, I can finally win this race. Like,
it was something along those lines.
He's taking the piss, but it's not like horrific, is it?
No, it's not.
I just don't like grasses, man. Snitches get stitches.
They do. And they end up in
ditches.
Yeah. Bitches. Right, that's going to be all from us on the Stretford Paddock podcast. Make sure to check out Surfshark, today's sponsor. Use the code PADDOCK for 83% off, 3 months free, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cover all your internet surfing needs with Surfshark. If you're on holiday, if you want to access different accounts, if you want to go on Canadian Netflix, even if you just want your data to be held without being sent off to all the internet companies and whoever knows where else, make sure you use Surfshark. Link in the description.
Make sure you use Surfshark.
What are you saying, Adam?
Made a little slogan for him and everything. Make sure you use Surfshark. I was going to say, did you see who scored for Inter Milan this weekend?
United. United Rezzi's.
Did you see the list?
Well, before Damian, we go...
Damian, was it? Go on.
It was Sanchez. It was...
Lukaku.
Lukaku. And it was Damian.
I forgot about Damian.
Damian didn't used to play for United.
I forgot about him. I signed Damian. I'm footy manager for my Sunderland team.
How'd you get on with him?
We finished in the European spots last season.
I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of it as well.
Have we got a Wally of the Week before we go, Adam?
Oh,
I'll remember. Oh, I mean, fucking hell.
We've been talking about it the whole episode.
Have we, Joe? Yeah. I mean, there's two, isn't it?
Jamie Redknapp for arguing with Roy Keane about Tottenham being an average team.
I feel like they just watched YouTube and were like, we need some YouTube content.
Let's fight.
Or they just hired Roy Keane. Just let it be Roy Keane.
Roy Keane hates Doherty though, don't he? And I think that's where that comes from.
That whole thing was just to have a dig at him.
Yeah, he was like, Doherty's back there, 50 million. Yeah, he was going, but Reguilon's good, isn't he? Yeah, but what about that Doherty? Fucking shit.
He was like Keith Hackett on Lee Mason.
No, because Doherty and Keane had a thing, because Keane was Martin O'Neill's assistant. Yeah. And Doherty got dropped for Seamus Coleman, I believe. Mm-hmm. And there was a big thing about Seamus Coleman or Doherty or Seamus Coleman. And Seamus Coleman was the one. And Keane was like, fucking Doherty's bang average. What are you talking about?
Wally of the Week?
Lee Mason. Or who's the ref that we had?
Keith Hackett.
Stuart Atwell.
For going in too hard on Stuart Atwell.
I know, on Lee Mason.
I'd have to go.
Yeah, Lee Mason.
Lee Mason.
What do you think?
Can I go with Rich?
Nah, I'm going to go Stuart Atwell. Sorry.
No, go on.
Because Keith Hackett's gone in 2-footed on him next.
Come on, man. I want to go with Richard Keys.
Ooh,
hairy.
Have you seen
himself?
The clips of him doing it? So he's basically giving himself credit for the order because he's highlighted the dives that United were doing in Martial and Rashford and Bruno and everyone. And that's why we're not getting penalties. Because we're cheating all the time. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer just needs to admit that he's got a load of cheaters.
Richard Keyes talking about cheating.
Exactly. The
irony. And his missus, well, she's got cancer.
With his daughter's best mate. With his daughter's mate.
What was that, Richard Keyes?
Allegedly.
Interesting. That is allegedly. That's very allegedly.
Well, it's in the newspapers, so I read it, and now it's alleged. Here.
Well, even if it's true or not, it's disgusting.
I mean, and if it's not true, it's not as disgusting. No, you're wrong.
But it
fucking
is true.
Hell, lads. If it is true, it's bad. If it's not true, it's not. We don't know that it is.
That's it's even worse.
Richard Keyes, are you still speaking to your daughter?
Allegedly.
That's what we want to know.
Hey. Right, that's going to be all from us.
Do ya?
Thank you very much for watching. Adam's
either way, he should be ashamed of himself.
I think
it's worse if it's not true, personally.
Right, thank you very much for watching. Again, if you want to surf safe, surf shark. See you in a bit.
Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.